Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This evening, clear skies are expected across major cities in Israel, with a gentle breeze to accompany the warm night. Perfect conditions for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that 6 were killed in an unusual IDF strike in Gaza, targeting senior Hamas members. Also, Walla reports that the IDF struck Hamas commanders in the Gaza port, suggesting they planned attacks on Israeli forces. Also this hour, JNS notes Syria condemns Israeli strikes on a military base, with the U.S. envoy expressing deep concern. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals a thwarted attack plan on the Forum nightclub in Be'er Sheva, with intentions to attack civilians. And finally, Times of Israel reports the IAEA found several tons of nuclear material in Syria, now under international safeguards. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, posting earlier today, analyzed tensions between Trump's goals and Israel's military actions, following Iran's statements. Iris, a conflict analyst, reported just minutes ago that the UAE Ministry of Defense says Iran launched 2 ballistic missiles, with 1 landing within UAE waters. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted that the UAE confirmed the missiles exploded at sea, maintaining a stance of high alert. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in Gaza. According to Israel Hayom, the targeted drone strike in the port area aimed at Hamas leaders planning imminent attacks. This escalation marks a significant shift in tactics. The consequence for Gaza's civilian population remains high as tensions continue to rise. Meanwhile, the reported Israeli strikes on a Syrian military base, covered by JNS, have drawn condemnation from Damascus, U.S. Envoy Tom Barrack expressed deep concern, though the IDF has not commented. This contributes to the complex web of military engagements in the region. Turning to the thwarted attack in Be'er Sheva, Israel Hayom details that Abdullah Gargawi planned to target the Forum nightclub. His intentions revealed during interrogation highlight ongoing internal security threats. Israeli security forces remain vigilant to prevent such attempts. Finally, the Times of Israel reported on the IAEA's discovery of nuclear material in Syria. The material, found at a site previously bombed by Israel in 2007, remains under Syrian custody but now under international watch. This development adds a layer of complexity to regional nuclear concerns. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business highlights a surge in demand for AI skills, with all jobs data showing increased interest even in non-tech sectors. This trend reflects the shifting landscape of the job market. Separately, Tech covers a renewal project in Israel, where an Iranian missile incident expedited the long-awaited redevelopment of a building. This event underscores the intersection of conflict and urban development. And finally, Walla Business reports a warning from a legendary investor about an impending market crash, citing an AI bubble and volatile oil prices as potential triggers. This cautionary note resonates with investors amid uncertain economic times. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.